Every prophet that has come has performed a miracle. By Allah's leave, in spite of his claim that he truly is a messenger. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani also believes the same. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam broke the idols, his people decided to punish him. What does the Quran say? فَحَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصَرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. They gathered wood, a huge bonfire was made. When it became hot, they threw Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam inside the fire. The Quran says, Ya nar, kuni bardun wa salaman ala Ibrahim. That Allah addressed the fire and said, Oh fire, become cold and peaceful upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now the speciality of fire is that it burns. What is fire? It is a thing that burns. In spite of this speciality, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam came out of the fire without a single mark on his body. This was a miracle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. As for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, or Prophet Jesus, as known to some that don't understand Sayyidina Isa, the Quran says, أَنِّي أَخْلُكُ لَكُم مِّنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He would take clay, he would make a figure of a bird, and he would blow inside it, and this bird of clay, with the permission of Allah, would become alive and it would fly in the air. وَأُبْرِيُ الْأَكْمَهَا وَالْأَبْرَصَ. The Quran says that he would cure the leper and restore the eyesight of those born blind, something that the doctors of the 20th century cannot do. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He would bring the dead to life, all with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dead man or woman would come out of the grave, speak to those who knew and recognized them, they would die again, and they would be buried. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. The Quran says that he would inform them of what they had eaten and what they had stored in their houses. Every individual, he would tell them that this is what you have just eaten, and this is what you have stored for tomorrow. These were miracles of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. As for Sayyidina Saleh, when his people demanded to see a sign, a miracle, to prove that he is the messenger of Allah, he asked them, what miracle would you like to see? They said, أخرج لنا من هذه الصخرة ناقة مخترجة جوفا. That take out from this mountain a she camel which is 10 months pregnant, and then this she camel, after it's come out of the mountain, should give birth to a young one which exactly has the same size, is exactly the same in stature and body. Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam prayed to Allah, and before they knew it, from the very same mountain came out a she camel, 10 months pregnant, and then the she camel in turn gave birth to a young one which was exactly the same in stature, body and height. This was the miracle of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam. Every prophet has performed a miracle by Allah's leave, in spite of his claim that he is the messenger of Allah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was no exception. The Ahlul Seer, the historians write that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed around 3,000 miracles. The hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, a group of disbelievers came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and said, if you truly are the messenger of Allah, split the moon into two pieces. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked, will you believe in my prophethood if I'm able to do this? They agreed that we will believe. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His prayer was answered. He pointed towards the moon, and the moon was in one piece no more. Half the moon was on one side of the mountain, and the other half was on the other side of the mountain. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called these disbelievers by name so that they be a witness to this event. And now they saw the splitting of the moon. They saw that half of the moon is on one side of the mountain and the other half is on the other side of the mountain. But in spite of this, they said, This is magic. Now Abu Jahl said that what we will do is ask those who live outside Makkah, because if this is magic, then those living outside Makkah will not be affected by this. So every time somebody came from outside Makkah, somebody came from outside Arabia, they asked them whether they saw the splitting of the moon. And they would confirm that, yes, we saw the splitting of the moon into two pieces. Now this miracle of Rasulullah ﷺ was not just restricted to Arabia. People saw it from different parts of the globe. If you look inside the book Tariqh-e Farishta, it is written that when the Raja of Malibar heard of this event from the Muslims, he caused an inquiry to be made by the scholars of his religion to the age Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made a prophet. The Bremens conducted a research, and their research led them to the confirmation of the splitting of the moon, and the Raja of Malibar embraced Islam. If you look at Suwanu al-Haramain, the book Suwanu al-Haramain, in this book it is mentioned that there was a city in the province of Malwa near the river Chamba. The Raja of this place was sitting on the roof of his palace and he witnessed the splitting of the moon into two pieces. And then he saw the moon go back together again into one piece. He asked the pundits regarding this incident, and the pundits informed him that in their religious books it is written that a man will be born in Arabia and this miracle will take place on his hands. He sent a messenger to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he embraced Islam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam named this Raja as Abdullah, and his grave exists to this very day outside the city of Dahar, and people visit his grave. So this miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was seen by all the people in the world from different parts of the globe. Another miracle, the hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that the hour will not come till a great fire will which come out of Hijaz, and it will shed light on the necks of the camels traveling from Syria, from in the land of Syria, to Busra. This is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam predicted. 600 years after Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam died, in the latter part of the Abbasi rule, on the 4th of Jamadil Akhir, after Isha on a Jumu'ah, a great fire came out of Madinatul Munawwar. This fire was like a huge city in which its tower and fort were appearing. The historians write that it was 12 miles long, 4 miles wide, and around 1.5 man statures high. It flowed like a flood and it thundered like lightning. They write that it had a strange characteristic that it would burn stone. The mountains dissolved and flowed like powder. But strangely, it had no effect on trees. And the people of Medina would work during the night just like they would work during the day. And the light of this fire could be seen from as far as Makkah al-Mukarramah, which is over 400 kilometers away. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam predicted, and this prediction came true after 600 years, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left this world. So every prophet that has come has performed a miracle.